New sheriffs started in Arizona's three largest counties this year, Maricopa, Pima, and Pinal. As Mariana Dale reports from KJZZ's East Valley Bureau, Mark Lamb is working to build a new reputation for the top law enforcement office in Pinal County.
There's an unmarked Pinal County Sheriff's SUV on the shoulder of Hunt Highway, parked behind a white sedan.
Where are you girls coming from?
A couple of teenage girls, the car's passengers, stand nearby on their phones.
So, Sheriff, can you explain to me what we have here?
A flat tire.
Meet Sheriff Mark Lamb. I witnessed the tire changing firsthand as he drove me around the county his deputies patrol. It's the size of Connecticut and ranges from the stucco homes of Santan Valley to the mining country of eastern Arizona.
1872, I'll be out 1-6.
Lamb worked for the Salt River Pima Maricopa Indian Community Police for 6 years before setting his sights on the top job in Pinal County.
Some of the guys that I trained with initially thought I was crazy because right up within a day or two, I was like, well, when I'm sheriff, we're going to change that.
Lamb succeeded Paul Babiou, who had led the agency since 2008. Here's a few of the news headlines from his tenure.
Another year of tight revenues because of reduced state funding.
Pinal County Sheriff Paul Babiou today ended his bid for Congress.
Pinal County Sheriff Paul Babiou is taking on the county government for
the sheriff often permits. Sparred with the County Board of Supervisors, where Steve Miller has served for about 4 years.
That's very frustrating. And when we had a sheriff that felt like he could spend money on anything he wanted to and did, it was very difficult to try and get cooperation.
The county struggled to climb out of the recession, and the sheriff says his budget is 12% less than 6 years ago. Lamb came into the department amidst a hiring freeze, but he says he's made a dent in the budget shortfall.
I don't think we're going to make up that $1.4 million, but we're doing the best we can.
He's lifted the hiring freeze by eliminating some higher-level positions. Deputy Shannon Frank says she's glad for the new hires, but she hasn't seen a raise since she started with the department almost 5 years ago.
You know, we're losing a lot of good deputies due to the pay, and if we can get some raises, I think that would help retain our officers that are deputies that have experience.
Lamb says he wants at least 3.5% raises, and negotiations are ongoing. In the meantime, he started to make small changes he hopes will boost morale, like loosening the dress code. Men can now have some facial hair.
Obviously, I grew a goatee out so that I would look different from my predecessor.
Babiou's legacy at the sheriff's office is controversial. The FBI recently took property related to his administration as part of a probe into whether the former sheriff and county attorney misused funds.
We're open. We're willing to help them out in any investigation they have. What we want to make sure is that we're transparent to the people of Pinal County.
Babiou's actions also changed the reputation for some towns in Pinal County. In summer 2014, the sheriff's office said whistleblowers tipped them off to the arrival of immigrant detainees in Oracle, an unincorporated area north of Tucson. The resulting protests made national news, even though the immigrants never arrived.
That was a bad thing, because we did look like a bunch of racist idiots. And we're not.
Sue Parra's made her home in Oracle for 47 years, and she'd much rather people know her town by its artists or its food. Sheriff Lamb acknowledges Pinal County is impacted by undocumented immigration, human and drug trafficking, but hasn't made the issues a focal point of his agency.
What we do is we assist our partners in the course of a criminal investigation. If we find that somebody's status here in this country is illegal, then we have a duty to Because it's illegal, we have a duty to make sure that our federal partners are aware of that.
A large part of Pinal County is rural and relies heavily on the sheriff's office. But Parra and Oracle says people have learned to take care of themselves.
You know, if you're sitting out here forgotten, you really hesitate to call the police.
So she has some advice for the new sheriff. Show up in the community.
If they would just show that concern that, yeah, we're going to touch base with you and we want to hear your concerns. People want to be heard.
Parra says she's optimistic. The sheriff seems to be heeding her advice. He's already visited several communities around the county, including Oracle. Mariana Dale, KJZZ News, Tempe.